Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
About to get the second half underway here at Union Tuttle Stadium, where the Redskins lead 45-7 over the Edmond North Huskies. Rick Corey with Zach Jones and Doc Levins. Some halftime stats here, and they're about what you would think. Peyton Thompson, it was 9 of 9 last week, is 8 of 9 in the first half for 124 yards and 3 touchdowns. Yes, the young man has hit 17 of his last 18 passes. That's not bad. Has met 3 of 6 for 26 yards. In the first half, Darius Boone, 8 carries for 60 yards and a score. No one else with anything significant there. When it came to throwing or catching the ball, you got to hear this. McLeod, 1 catch for 22. Shadle, 1 for 14. Dillard, 2 for 63 and a touchdown. Pearson, 1 for 18 and a touchdown. Dandridge, 2 for 21. Brown, 1 for 5. Everybody caught the ball once.
That's pretty impressive.
In the first half.
And they spread around. The touchdowns were all around the board. Nobody had 2 touchdowns. Almost everybody had 1.
Yeah, 150 passing yards, 128 rushing yards, 278 yards at the half for the Redskins. For Edmond North, they rushed for 21 yards. They averaged 15 for a game. They're 6 yards above their average.
Better be ashamed of ourselves.
They threw it for 124 total yards. Man, their quarterback, who I think is playing a brave football game, 12 of 27 for 103 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Let's go down to the field and Doc Levins. Doc?
Checked with the official, and we are going with the regular clock, at least for now, he said. So no running clock to start off the second half.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I kind of figured that'd be the case. At 45-7, I can't imagine Edmond North would want to give up. And as a matter of fact, Edmond North has played so well offensively, at least moving the ball. I know it doesn't show at 45-7, but they've moved the football. Just haven't gotten a lot out of it. Had a couple of fourth downs that went against them. I'm not surprised to see they want to hang in there.
Yeah, they haven't given up, that's for sure. There's a couple plays where they are a little bit lackluster in their force, or, you know, following through with the play. But other than that, you know, they continue to fight. Like you said, man, and the quarterback, he's taking some shots and he's staying in there and still throwing a ball and actually making that touchdown there right before the half.
Chris Jagosh and Russell Dilks will be back deep. Union kicking from right to left, and it'll be Stephen Forbes kicking off. He approaches, puts the foot to it. That one is well hit, but it won't go into the end zone. It'll be taken instead at the 5-yard line. Back to the 10-yard line is Dilks to the 15. He's going to try to get to the 20, and he won't be able to get there. Swallowed up by several Redskins. Sanders was one of those guys that was there. Also there was Deontre Harrison. So it'll be 1st and 10 for North at their own 18-yard line, trailing 45-7 as we begin the second half. Yes, it's 8:52, and we're just beginning the second half. We may be here a while because with the way they throw the football, if it hits the ground at all, it's going to be a late night.
Maybe they can do that second half running clock. I don't know if they will here last the game of the season, but it's not been it's one of those things we have done before. So
yeah, but it's not happening right here. And I would think if it gets out of hand more, maybe for the fourth quarter. So here comes Edmond North. And again, I think their quarterback has played an awfully good football game. Coming into this game, Ryan Mann suddenly realizes he has to start. They're going to actually come out now with McCoy in the Wildcat. They'll send 3 receivers to the right. McCoy in the Wildcat. He's going to fake it and run straight up the middle. McCoy's going to bounce outside to the 20, 22, 23, 24-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds by A.J. Green. They're going to mark him back at the 23. We'll call it a gain. Now they're going to maybe give him the 24. We'll call it about maybe 6. We'll call it 2nd down and 4.
And they got the middle linebacker there taking snaps again. So he does play both ways. He's taken 4 or 5 snaps tonight and hasn't thrown the ball, but he's been on the hustle each time.
Don't think he's going to throw it. Instead, he's going to run the ball. Dilks is going to line up next to him. 3 receivers right side. McCoy's going to take it, run to his left. He's going to get across the 25. He'll get to the 26 before he's stacked up there. So another 2 or maybe 3. Several Redskins in there on the tackle. One of the first guys there was Michael Walker. Also getting in there was Josh Peoples. It's going to be 3rd down and 2 now for Edmond North. Just underway second half. They trail 45-7 at their own 26-yard line.
You got to tighten up your splits here and just come in firing.
Now McCoy's going to give way, and it's going to be Mann coming in once again at quarterback, but they're kind of confused here. Dilks is going to be a single setback. He won't be the only guy back there. They're going to have another running back in the backfield. The other guy back there is Prosek. Waiting for the snap is Mann. He's going to fake the handoff and throw down the left side of the field. And that ball's caught. Dilks at the 45, 40. Or pardon me, that's not Dilks. Down to the 20-yard line, that was Jagosh, who made the catch, pardon me, finally caught by A.J. Green. But he gets all the way down to the Union 18-yard line. That is a 54-yard play, and it's the 2nd time Jagosh has gashed the Redskins. 1st and 10 North. They trail 45-7, but trying to make a game of it.
A.J. tried to make a play and undercut that ball and just misread it just a little bit outside of his fingertips. And when you gamble on something neat like that, there was nobody over the top.
So they line up 1st and 10. Now at Union's 18, does Edmond North. Man, their quarterback has been awfully good tonight. 2 guys on either side of him. One of those is Prusik. He's going to hand off to the right side, and that's going to go to Dilks, and he's going to bounce out to the 15. He'll get inside that to the 14, maybe the 13. It was turned in initially on the outside by, I think it was Davion Palmer, who can deliver some shots now. He wasn't able to make the final play, though. The final tackle in there, finally knocked down in there by Michael Walker. That's a decent gain of 4. It'll be second down and 6 for North. They're now at Union's 14.
Yeah, good pressure by the defense, but not enough to stop him, picking up 4 or 5 on that play.
Once again, in the shotgun is man. Again, he's got 2 running backs. Dilks is directly behind him. Prusik to his right. Now Dilks. No, pardon me. That is the quarterback goes in motion. They snap it directly to Dilks, and he got smacked. He tries to run the Wildcat to the right, and he lost a yard. He got hit straight up by Walker and Dawson Prock both. It's going to go back to the 15-yard line. It'll be third down now and about 7 for North.
Yeah, it looks like Dawson brought the thunder on that one and took a shot right there in the backfield. So good pressure by the defense, a hustle to the outside as they motion the quarterback to the outside. Sometimes there's a little trick in there where you take a snap and try to do a throwback to the quarterback there. They just simply ran the quarterback to the outside and just took a run.
9 minutes to go in this third quarter, 45-7 Redskins. But a big third down and about 8 now for North. They're at Union's 15-yard line. They send 2 receivers to either side. Zach Russell will be the running back. Man in the shotgun. Man straight back, looking, has time. Now rolls to his left. Now running out of time. He's going to have to hurry. Fires to the end zone. That ball is incomplete, and a late flag is down. I think we may have a hold out there. Christian Cantu, I think, maybe jumped on top of one of the Union players.
Gage Wright.
Yep, yeah, Gage Wright out there, and that should be a hold. And I think they're going to turn that down and allow it to be fourth down and about 8.
Well, I want to give it to Gage right there, man. He kind of fell down to his knees and was still trying to rush the quarterback from his knees and still giving quite a big push, and they threw him around one side and then splashed him on the other, wouldn't get off of him. So rightfully so, they got the flag on that one.
So Union turns it down, and it will be fourth down and about 8 now. They'll mark the ball at the 15-yard line of the Redskins. North needs the 8 for the first down. 8:46 to go, third period. It is already 45-7 Redskins, and here comes North. 2 receivers go to the left. One of the guys out there, Cole Carbs, has a bunch of catches tonight. Man, once again in the shotgun. Russell to his left. 2 receivers right side. McCoy, one of those. Man with the snap. Rolling to his left. Not much pressure. Now here it comes. Man's backing up. He's going to have to fire. Goes downfield. The ball's knocked down. Union had Josh Frederick right there in the middle of that thing, and he was able to knock it down, and that ball will go over to the Redskins. So it'll be first and 10. Now they're trying to go to Brandon Carter, but it won't work, and the Redskins will bring out that second-team offense. 8:35 to go, third period, 45-7 Union.
That was a great job by Michael Walker and also Demary Beard, really pressing forward. So they rolled out to the left, and they both pressed to the outside and chipped off one another and helped chase down that quarterback and really put some pressure on him.
As the Redskins come out for offense, we'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC studios, KRMG FM, Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa.
First and 10 Union at the 15-yard line, their own 15. They'll hand off right side to Jalen Smith, and he won't get a lot. Jalen's going to push forward to almost the 16. Almost everybody in a white jersey was standing there when he got in there. Kane Sharp was there. The other guy was there. Was Christian Cantu. They're going to give him a yard, second down and 9. 8:20 to go, third period, 45-7 Union. Second offense trying to look good and sharp.
Yeah, and Jalen, this guy is another one of those exciting running backs to watch. He'd get his hands on the ball and really create some plays. So high-energy guy and really had a big motor.
Jalen, once again, will be the running back. Brown will go to the right. Braden White to the right. One receiver to the left. That is Avery. In the shotgun, once again, is DeSmet. He's going to hand to Jalen, and he's hit right away, but gets about another yard. Initial hit in there by John Valentine. They'll mark him to the 18, maybe. Yeah, maybe the 17. We're going to call this a third down and 8, Zach. It's been kind of a rough hoe.
I'll tell you what, that was just close enough, too. Valentine did a great job of collapsing that pocket. They went to the handoff there and faked like they were going to throw the swing pass to Xavier on the outside and just barely made the tackle in the backfield.
Same set, 2 receivers right side, same 2 guys. Once again, Avery to the left. 2 in the backfield with DeSmet on third down and 8 for Union. DeSmet's going to hand off inside to Dandridge, and he's going to bounce out to around the 18, pushes forward to the 19, but that's it. Jake McCoy was there, and also Chris Jagosh was there. Team tackle gives him about 2, maybe 3, and it's going to be fourth down and 5, and Union will have to come out and kick this thing away. Stephen Forbes will punt for the first time tonight. And, you know, lately, kicking the ball, and he struggled early in the season. You'd watch him in warm-ups, and he would just pound it. And then he struggled, but he's been very good lately. Now, he's going to stand back at his own 5-yard line. Looks like it'll be Jagosh standing back around his own 37-yard line to try to catch this thing. Union will run on a player late.
Jagosh has given him plenty of credit there, putting a 60-yard punt, so he's going to play up on the ball.
Villanueva was late in. He's now there, and the Redskins are ready. But a snap, and this ball is snapped. There is a flag, and I'm wondering, or a whistle. I wonder if that's a timeout. No, it's a delay of game against Union. So that's what you get for running a player in there late. And it's not always easy. You got to keep guys' attention because these special teams, when you haven't punted all night, you're not used to it. A lot of these guys probably over talking to friends. It's senior night. You got to pay attention.
You probably have a couple of substitutes in there on the second team punt, too. So
it'll mark it back to the 14-yard line, and once again, Forbes will kick. Now he's back at his one. High snap, but he brought it down. Here's the kick. It's not a bad kick. It's going to carry it around the 45, but it takes, unfortunately, a poor bounce for Union. It's picked up by a North player at about the 44-yard line. The guy that picked it up, Jaquay Sanders, hit him. The guy that picked it up was Logan LeBrew, and he got smacked. But not before he got it to the 43, and it'll be first and 10 right there. And a bit of fisticuffs in there. Not quite the swings, but McCoy got into it with a couple of Redskins. No flags, and it'll be first and 10 for North.
McCoy was on the wrong sideline to be picking a fight. He was down here on all the Redskins sideline and got to push him back and forth. And rightfully so, the Union guys escorted him off the sideline, so good job there not getting involved with that.
Yeah, excuse me, sir, but you belong on the other side. 6:24 to go, third period, 45-7 Redskins. A couple of possessions for each team here in the second half so far with not much to show for it. Up comes North. Once again, Cameron Goff will be their setback, but actually Morris is in the game as well, so they'll have three receivers and once again man the quarterback. Two to the left, one to the right. First and 10 at the Union 43, man in a shotgun. He's going to hand off to Goff, and he pushes forward to the 40-yard line, so he's going to get about three, gauge right on the tackle. That little dude, they list him again at 200, and he's certainly bigger than 200 pounds. Low center of gravity, and he's got a good leg strength.
Yeah, he's fighting through to get every yard he can get, but he picked up three or four there.
Second and 7, right at the 40-yard line of Union. Man again in the shotgun with both running backs. Man with a snap. He's going to fake it. Now he's going to roll to his right. Better hurry. Fires it out to Morris. Catches it to 40, down to the 35, but he stepped out of bounds before that. Russell stepped out of bounds right at the 40 as he was being pressured out there by Davion Palmer. So they're going to mark that as only a gain of about one. He had a lot more room than that. So it's going to be third down and now about 6, maybe 7 for Edmund North, trailing 45-7 with 5:50 to go, third period.
Well, the last play, Zach Russell's in his running back, and he's got his hands up in the air like, what do I do? That time he caught the ball and really it didn't look like he'd ever had it.
At the 40 now of Union, it'll be third down. We're going to call it 7. Hand off inside to Goff, and he jumps forward. He goes across the 35. Goff's got the first down. Keith Dorsey made the play, but boy, Goff just bounces around in there. Gets all the way down to Union's 32, and I'll tell you, 24's got good feet. He jumped sideways there.
Put a little sneaky little sidestep, and Micah Walker almost whiffed on the thing completely, but barely got a hand on him. That was a sneaky little move he put on him.
At the 32 of Union now, first down and 10 for Edmund North. The Huskies trailing 45-7 with 5.5 to go in this third period, but moving the ball well here. Two receivers will go to the left side. One of those guys, Cole Carbs, who has several catches tonight. One to the right. That is Jagosh. Now motioned by Morris, and there are going to be whistles and flags because Edmund North jumped. So this will take it back from the 32 to the 37. They'll have first and 15, and they're moving it well. But I'm not sure first and 15 is ideal for them.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be that quarterback on this one. But you know what? They're on the move. They've got to feel a little bit of confidence now. They scored a touchdown. They've thrown some big plays. So I think they're feeling it a little bit.
First and 15 now for Edmund North. Ball goes back to Union's 37-yard line. Morris goes in motion. Fake inside. Throw the middle of the field. Caught. That ball's wide open, and that is Brendan Carter into the end zone for a touchdown. The fake inside to Goff, Drew Union, the safety split, and Carter was wide smoking open. And with 5 minutes to go in this third period, it's 45-13, and no running clock here, folks. This is a game.
I'll tell you what, they did a great job there just kind of lulling them to sleep, and so the twos can't go to sleep on them. They've got to step up and continue to stay focused. We haven't seen that play tonight, but like I said earlier, just drop a play where you could actually get your guys the ball, and that was it. They did a nice draw run fake. Pulled everybody up, the linebackers, and I'll tell you what, he was wide open in the middle.
32-yard touchdown pass on to try that extra point is Zach Pierce. There's the snap. It's high. The ball is down. The kick is up, and it's good. So with 5 minutes to go, third period, it's gotten more interesting. 45-14 Union. They'll get it next on KRMG.
Hi, I'm Mike Anderson with Tulsa Gold and Silver. We started out in the 70s with just 2 employees and a small shop. Now we have thousands of satisfied customers all over the 4-state region. Our staff has over 130 years of experience, and you can still find us right on 41st Street just west of Sheridan. We have plenty of parking right in front, and we can help you bring in your items if you need us to. We buy gold and silver jewelry, sterling flatware, diamonds, and of course, coins, currency, and gold and silver bullion. When you think of gold and silver, think Tulsa Gold and Silver. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB. We'll look at your items right in front of you, and we have two private rooms for added security. Remember, when it comes to your valuables, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. And since we buy it all, you don't have to drive around town. For bigger collections, we'll even make house calls. I hope to see you soon at Tulsa Gold and Silver on 41st Street, just west of Sheridan.
So we have ourselves a game. 45-14, Union leads Edmond North with 5 minutes to go here in this third period. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, Richard, and Jeff Johns. The kickoff will come once again from Edmond North's Zach Pierce. He'll put the foot to it, and it's going to be very short. It's going to hit and bounce. Goes over the head of A.J. Green, picks it up at the 13-yard line. A.J. at the 15, at the 20. He's at the 25, cannot get out of that last tackle. Ooh. Oh, he got picked up and thrown by Jake McCoy. And that looked like a WWE move. And the last time I saw that happen in college football, they threw a penalty flag for unnecessary roughness.
Yeah, that was, now, McCoy, that was pretty violent.
Same guy that got into a scuffle on the sidelines over here. And if he's trying to prove a point, you better watch out, because the ones will come back in and prove their point. Edmond North's head coach is taking McCoy aside to talk to him.
Yeah, that's a good move there.
The Edmond North touchdown drive goes 40 plays for 43 yards, Richard? That might be wrong. 4 plays for 43 yards. Took a minute 24. 40 plays would take longer than that, and it'd be a hell of a drive. Thank you, brother. All right, 45-14, Union leads, and they have it first and 10. At their own 23-yard line. That's it. Throw your stats guy under the bus, dummy. Trent DeSmit comes out at quarterback once again. DeSmit fakes inside. He's going to throw it deep, and he does. He's got a man out there, and it's caught by Brown. Oh, dropped. Oh, Jaylen Brown at the 40-yard line, right in his breadbasket. Took about a half a step, and then it fell out. Incomplete, and DeSmit could not have thrown it better at second and 10.
Yeah, that was a beautiful ball by DeSmet. He stepped up in the pocket and really delivered on the outside. And when Brown caught it, or so it appeared, it looked like he caught it in his hands. And when he went to tuck it, it just didn't stop. It just went right on through.
Second and 10, Union now thrown 28-yard line, 4.5 to play, third period, 45-14 Redskins. DeSmet brings him up once again. Smith to his right. Left, pardon me. Hands off to Jaylen. Got a big hole. 30, 35. Jaylen, 40-yard line. Oh, he drags forward with another guy. Oh, that was Xavier, pardon me. Xavier Dandridge finally taken down there by Dirks, but not before a gain of 13 and a first down. Now the Redskins at the 40-yard line and moving.
Yeah, that's that old Xavier firecracker we like to see in there just firing away. And had one tackle again right there, one guy to beat, and he's off to the races. And what a sure tackle it was made there by number 5, Russell Dilks.
McCoy is back in there at that linebacker spot now. First and 10, Union at their own 40-yard line. To Smith again in the shotgun. Four receivers. Hands off inside again to Xavier. And again, he's got room. 45 at the 50-yard line, across the 50. Jagosh makes the tackle, but that's another gain of 12 and another first down for the Redskins. And I think what's happened lately, a couple of those hits and things may have fired this group up.
Yeah, I think you're right. And Xavier, again, that one hit the free safety. So he took the first one to the linebacker. That one's in the free safety. He's super close to breaking one loose.
Avery comes to the near side. Going to the far side for the Redskins, Ethan Paul. Once again, Xavier Dandridge, the running back. Trent DeSmet, the quarterback. Hand off straight ahead to Dandridge. He's across the 45, still pushing across the 40, down to the 38-yard line. That's nearly another gain of 10. McCoy in on the tackle. They're going to give him 9. They'll mark him at the 39-yard line now of North, and it'll be second down and 1, and Big 17's chewing it up.
Come on, give him the measure or give him the first. We're a yard short of it, but great job there. Good run game and being patient and really, again, just running downhill.
Xavier's a little gassed right now. I don't know if I'd hand it to him here. Second and 1 for the Redskins. DeSmet again in the shotgun. Yeah, what the heck?
One more time.
Get him. At the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Oh, he's down at the 3. Oh, and he is gassed. There's no doubt about that. About the 15-yard line, you can almost see him breathing hard from here. Ryan Roberts just dove out at his ankles and got him. 35 yards. The ball's at the 3-yard line. First and goal, Redskins.
Well, you called him when he took out of the huddle. He took a big deep breath, took his head back, and he's like, here we go, let's take it. And, man, if he didn't almost trip over the 15-yard line.
He is still tired, and he's still in there. First and goal, Redskins now at the 3, 45-14. They lead, trying to add to it. Hand off to Dandridge again. He won't get in. McCoy and a host of others make the tackle. Dilks there as well. He got about a yard. Dilks reached down to help him up. It'll be second and goal. They'll give him about the three, Zach.
Come on for the big senior here. He's rode that pony all the way down the field. Get him in the end zone.
And he's breathing as hard as he can. His hands on hips. He's got his head back, looking up like he's looking for something. He is trying to catch a little bit. If it were,
he's
if
like
it were raining,
like a heavyweight fighter in the eighth round, right?
Second and goal. They moved it to the two. DeSmit hands off to Dandridge again. And again, he pushes, and he won't get in. Again, McCoy is there on the tackle. McCoy is joined in there by Preston Smith. And he's going to lose a yard back to the three. And it'll be third and goal from right there. Braden White comes in. And they're leaving 17 in there. DeSmit gets the call. Jaylen Brown comes back in. And now here we go one last time. And Xavier, he is gassed. Third down, goal from the three-yard line for the Redskins, up 45-14, trying to add to it. DeSmet with the snap, straight back, looks, fires to the right corner of the end zone, way overthrown.
Too deep.
That ball is way over Torrey Dillard's head, Braden White, pardon me, head, and there will be no touchdown on that play. It'll be fourth down and goal now from the three, and the Redskins are going to leave the offense out there. Minute 30 to go, third period, 45-14, the Redskins lead.
Look at old Noah Rauschenberg. He's over here on the 40 or the 37. He's like, come on, give me that ball.
I think Xavier got the one play off he was going to get, and he's going to probably hand it to him right here. Fourth down and goal for the Redskins at the three-yard line of North. DeSmet in the shotgun, straight back to throw. Fires left side, and once again, way over the head of everybody. He had Avery in the corner. Avery put the great move on. He was wide open in the corner, and DeSmet just missed him. So it'll go over to Edmund North, on downs, but they'll start at their own three-yard line, still trailing 45-14.
Avery ran a beautiful route there. They call it a sluggo, and you do a fake little slant, and then you hit the corner and go to the corner route, and he was wide open. The corner tripped just too much. DeSmet was a little too excited and just couldn't connect.
You know, in our day, they just call that a goal post corner.
Well, see, it's a little deeper.
It's the same thing. They just changed the name. Yeah. It is. I mean, it literally is a 3 or 4 yard difference.
Yeah.
You know what they used to call certain things and what they call them now. You know, you call an out route, what's a smash, or, you know, that kind of thing. It's just the terminology in the game has changed. So here comes Edmund North. They will play offense from their own three-yard line, trailing 45-14. Once again, their quarterback will bring him up. That is Ryan Mann. He has two guys in the backfield with him.
Illegal sub, I think.
They actually brought out 12, and you can't do that. So as Dilks goes off the field, they probably will call a timeout to keep from getting penalized, but at this point, half the distance doesn't mean much. But they did throw the flag. They are going to penalize them and move it back to the 1.5. So that's where we'll start, at their own 1.5-yard line. Man standing uncomfortably in the end zone. One of the guys with him is McCoy at the running back slot. Man, ready, has the snap. He's going to hand off on the left side and just getting out to about the 5-yard line. That was Jago Hassel, actually. No, it was Dilks. It was Dilks. Those are hard to read, those numbers from here. Dilks got about a yard, maybe a yard and a half. They'll move it back to around the 3-yard line. It'll be second down at about 8.
Big hustle there. Just pick up just back to the 10 yards, and a great pressure there by Dawson Prock. A big fellow really hustling around in that linebacker position tonight.
Minutes to go in this third period. 45-14 Redskins outscored here, 7-0 in this quarter. Edmund North taking a long time in the huddle. They only have 10 on the play clock. They have 8 as they approach the line of scrimmage. Their quarterback Mann's going to have to hurry. Sends 3 receivers to the right side. Jagosh, the inside guy, gets the snap. He's going to carry it out. That's actually McCoy. He's across the 5, across the 10. He's going to get to the 12-yard line before he goes down there. Several Redskins jumping in on top of that tackle. Frederick was there. Grant Crooms was there. Also there was Keith Dorsey. And by the way, after that last touchdown for Edmund North, Keith Dorsey and Crooms got stopped as they came to the sidelines by the head coach, Kirk Frederick, and he had a long discussion. So it's going to be 3rd and 1 for North now at their own 13-yard line. Man, no, actually, it's McCoy in the shotgun again. He's going to run to the right on the Wildcat, has the first down across the 15 to the 17. Union pushes him back, but it won't matter. They'll give him all the way up to the 18, and now we have a fight. And that's just too bad. Davion Palmer was the guy who made that final tackle. The Union player who just got flagged is number 35, Ryan Harris. He was into it with one of the
43
North players. That is Kate Prosick. And who knows what was said, but, you know, it's kind of like they always say, the second guy gets caught.
Exactly,
the second guy
happened,
just got caught, and that's going to be an unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, that was retaliation. He put two hands on the shoulder pads, and he was standing right by the ref, and there was no one around him.
And that's the thing, you know, they may talk about your team. They may push you. They may say something. They may talk about your mother. Doesn't matter. That's where all you do is smile and point at the scoreboard.
That's right. Get up and go back and beat them up again. So that's unfortunate that that happened. And, you know, sometimes those are the best lessons that you can teach off of, too. So hopefully they see what happened and won't do that again.
Well, Kirk Frederick's having a discussion with the official, and I think what he's telling them is, hey, watch those guys because they're trying to incite. That's going to end the third period, a third period that goes to Edmond North by a score of 7-0, but the overall score, 45-14 Redskins. Fourth quarter when we come back on KRMG.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work. From helping with insurance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new, is nothing short of incredible. Action Auto Collision is a proud sponsor of Union High School football. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411.
Hi, I'm Jeff with RedBud Physical Therapy, and we're proud partners of the Union Redskins. I want to share some critical facts about the importance of receiving quality care. Did you know that in a recent study, getting PT first helped 60 to 70% of knee osteoarthritis patients avoid surgery? Or that exercise can reduce your risk of recurring low back pain by between 25 and 40%? Visit redbudpt.com to find a location nearest you and schedule your first appointment today.
Honor American veterans by participating in the DAV 5K Run, Walk, Roll, and Motorcycle Ride on Saturday, November 3rd at Guthrie Green. Say thank you to the brave men and women who've served and sacrificed to protect us. Register at DAV5K.org.
You can win tickets to see Celtic Thunder's North American Tour at Hard Rock Hotel and Casinos The Joint, Thursday, November 29th. Text THUNDER right now to 95920 and you're entered to win Celtic Thunder at The Joint. Standard text rates apply.
Hi, this is Matt McCoy, and as many of you know, I've been on some winning teams my entire career. I'm now on another winning team, State Farm Insurance. For the first 50 Redskin fans who stop by my office and let us give you a quote, we will give you a free gift card to Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue. It's literally that easy. And ask me about getting your free Oklahoma Joe's gift card at 918-615-6634. Or stop by our office at 81st and 129th. We look forward to meeting you.